So I'm Liz Meir. I'm proud to be Chief Executive of the Innovation Agency and Chair of the National Academic Health Science Network. And I'd like to welcome you to our 9th ecosystem event. So we've been running ecosystems over the last 3 years, and the purpose is to look at the potential of e-health and m-health and ensure that we get that into the NHS healthcare and social care system. So as we've been working, people have been asking us for developments on the programme. And today's session is all about technology-enabled care, some of the great stuff that's out there, some of which is already working, some of which is in its infancy but has got great potential. And also to think about some of the barriers, but how we can work together to overcome those barriers. So you'll see from your programme we've got a fantastic range of speakers. We've got people with programmes that have been running over 5-6 years. We've got people at the forefront of technology. And we've got some international speakers. So in one of our slots we've got Frank Weerbeck from Go Society, who's come over from the Netherlands to speak with us. And we've got Damien O'Connor from the European Connected Healthcare Alliance, who have been our partner and the founder of the ecosystem movement. We've got a slight change to the programme in that our Slovenian speaker can't be with us this morning, but we will be rerunning that as a separate session. So if anybody's here specifically to see that speaker, please come and chat to me or Phil or Lorna, and we'll tell you when the next session will be. So a very exciting programme. In the middle of it, we're going to ask you to do some work for us in terms of filling in a survey. So I think you'll agree, absolutely fantastic programme. We want participation from you as an audience. There's a chance to ask questions. We've got an expert panel session at the end where we'll have people up here who can start to think about some of the barriers, how we might address them, and actually might not be able to answer some of the questions, but what we can do is work together to sort out some of those questions going forward. So I'm going to introduce you to our first speaker, and most of you will know our first speaker because you've heard him speak at these events before. And this is Dave Horsfield, who's from Liverpool CCG, and Dave's been a real supporter of these events. And Dave has led the More Independent programme, which was previously called the Dallas programme, from people that have been around for a long time, and that was the Delivering Assisted Living Lifestyles at Scale programme. We think they came up with the acronym and fit of the words around it. But this is a telehealth programme using community champions, working with key partners, that's been going for 5 years. So it's good for us to learn some of the lessons, think about where that's going, and it's been fully evaluated. So in terms of being a programme that we really can learn from, because it's got some independent evaluation, Dave's going to go through all that with us. So welcome, Dave.